if they're witches, but you know that's implied.
Got the storytelling, ego swelling,
pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Jeppa.
And I'm Katie Norgren. With us this week, this day, this fine day, we have comedian Ms. Haley Beamish.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Do you have any trouble finding the shack?
No, it was great. I'm really familiar with this area. And just like
the bog in which magic happens.
Yeah, the magical Hastings Sunrise Bog.
Yeah, turn right at the weird burned out tree stump that a witch lives in. She's like our enemy witch.
Our enemy witch? Yeah. What's her name?
I would have loved Agatha? To have done a podcast in like a burnt out tree stump.
Well, then you can do her podcast next week, but you're doing our podcast right now.
Right. We live in a nice studio covered in seashells and seagull shit outside.
Hagatha's studio sucks.
I just renovated my little attic clubhouse thing, and it's like this beautiful, totally non-insulated room, but on the inside it kind of looks like a bit of a sauna. And then my partner was like, you guys should do the podcast in here. It would be great. I'm like, we would be so cold. But at the same time, it'd be kind of cute. But then we'd have to sit on the floor because the ceiling is very low.
Oh, no. Well.
So let's do it in the actual recording studio instead.
Yeah, let's do that
like,
instead.
Seeing perhaps. As how we have an actual recording studio, no, we don't need to do our podcast in an attic, as aesthetically cool as that would be.
Yeah, aesthetics don't work very well audio-wise.
When I came here and saw the shed, I was kind of hoping the podcast would be in the shed, but sorry.
That shed is full of rats instead.
We've really given up on all of the actual conceits of we're in a shack.
Yeah, we
by
was
the
like
ocean.
Doing this shed full of rats, and usually all our podcast ends up being about rats, but it's okay.
Well, some of it ends up being about rats. Yeah. And the difficulties we have with me having rats and Chris not liking rats.
I'm getting over myself.
Well,
with
that's
that.
Good.
I will even that's totally still come over to your house
and be like, ew.
Maybe I have a look at them.
Just like, no. Bye. Pretty much. Oh yeah. Boy, so how's everybody's weekend been?
Yeah, it's been good.
Mm-hmm. Good? What'd you get up to?
I, like, never remember anything. Oh, Friday I went to my boyfriend's staff party, which is because, like, he works at a hotel, so, like, once they're done having everyone else's Christmas parties, they finally get to have theirs in, mid-January.
Industry.
Yeah. So,
get to eat all the leftover canapes that are a month old.
Oh, yeah. No, there was actually, like, it's, like, really, like, fancy pants buffet, and I just, like, went to town on that.
Just so extra pockets.
Yeah,
into
and, like, the theme was Midnight in Paris, so I just ate, like, eight eclairs. It was
and all of the cheese.
Yeah,
that sounds
actually no.
Good.
I only had like one piece of cheese, and
what?
I didn't have any of the charcuterie, and like my boyfriend was really disappointed in me.
Yeah, really, I mean, should you can do better.
Just sew some Ziploc bags into your dress and just like stash the prosciutto. In.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a buffet style that you like to go? Like, do you go like one item sort of at a time, or do you load up sort of one of everything on one plate?
I kind of just put like stuff on. Then if I start like running out of space, I'll just, like, eat as I go. I'm pretty sure that's, like, frowned upon to, like, eat your, like, buffet food before you've actually sat down.
Oh,
but,
no,
like,
I think it's okay. Yeah. That's why humans have cheek pouches.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel so, you know, there's, like...
they don't, Katie. Like, oh, I need to see a doctor.
You know, it's like, people who, like, can't eat anything if their food's touching. Like, I wonder if they just, like, avoid buffets completely, or...
they get one of those children's divided plates that has, like...
or just bring your own bento box to the buffet.
Clever. I think that works.
Bento box buffet. Let's start it.
All right. Let's go get a business license right as soon as we're done. Bento... box.
Where you have, your
buffet.
Little tray all divvied up, and then you get to, like, go to different things and put your...
And then the Better Business Bureau will sue us for trying to steal their logo.
And then Bitter Buddha Productions will...
Well, they're BBP, so I think it'll be okay. Not triple B.
What's a broaduction? No, that wouldn't work at all.
Broadcast?
There we go.
Bitter Buddha Broadcast.
Yeah.
That sounds very, very rappy when you say it quickly.
Yeah.
It's good.
I bet Eddie Pepitone would love it.
Oh, Woody, is that an Eddie Pepitone bit?
Indeed.
Eddie Pepitone?
He is the Bitter Buddha.
Is he?
It's a documentary.
Oh, he's a sourpuss, isn't he?
It's a whole thing. We don't need to get into it. I don't need to steal other podcast bits on here.
But we do that all the time, though. It's kind of our only thing that we have. Well, what did you do, Katie? Well, let me tell you, Katie, what I did this weekend.
You mean you also have a podcast? It's people talking about stuff.
Yes. Ooh. I know. We're total exactly. joke thieves. Concept thieves.
Just stealing it. What was it that you tagged me in on Twitter today? It's like when two people love themselves very much, they start a podcast.
Yeah. And I was like, luckily, we love each other very much, too. So it just works out.
It almost rivals how much we love ourselves, which is a lot.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're like, I love me a lot.
That must be nice.
Oh, Jesus. I don't always, for the record. Just when I get in here, it gets so, like, solipsistic, you know, that I just start to go, I'm so cool. The sound of my voice is great. It's not, but it's fine.
20 listeners agree.
20 whole listeners agree.
We've upped it. It's obviously my self-esteem has gone up since the last times. I think you said we had, like, 6 people last time.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I'm at least going to listen to this one, so.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is like, saying something, because I don't really, like, it took me a long time before I actually listened to the sound of my own voice, like. Yeah.
I found it's gone away really quickly. Yeah. My discomfort with it is just like, well, I have to do it.
Like, it wasn't until I'd been doing stand-up for, like, 3 years that I actually listened to one of my sets, and I'm like, it's not that bad. Like, it's not gently lulling me to sleep.
You haven't accidentally created a self-hypnosis tape or anything?
All is well.
Oh, no. That's so creepy in that tone.
Oh, yeah, no, that would keep me up.
Just nightmares for days.
Oh, it's like if I am listening to serious ASMR videos when someone goes, relax, I'm like, white fuck noise, you.
White noise.
I hate being told to relax. It does not make me relax.
Relax, don't do it.
We gotta pay royalties now.
I'm sorry.
Like, if someone tells you to relax, it's like that thing where it's like, you know, if you're freaking out and they're like, oh, just relax, you're just being crazy, blah, blah, blah. Like your meditation spirals. Video just like being like gently misogynistic, or it's like, relax, you're overreacting.
You're getting hysterical.
Stop being so high maintenance.
Oh, God.
Just like the worst.
Oh, God, if Milo Yiannopoulos made a relaxation tape.
Or I was thinking even the guy from Bikram Yoga, because he's God. A creep, too.
That guy's
just like
a
everyone.
Total creep. That will be picked up by the microphone.
Oh, the tippity-tapping?
I did not realize I was doing it. So yesterday I actually went out, it was my friend Janessa's birthday, and our number one fan, Meredith, was at
Yay.
Our dinner, which was so exciting. She was like, I stopped commenting on your podcast post because I feel like it's creepy. I was like, are you kidding me?
It's
we need your feedback
it's
so
the only
badly.
Validation we get.
It's so delicious. She's like, I love it. I listen to it every week. It's so funny. And she like pointed out all of her favorite bits. I was like, I don't even remember that. Because I listen to about half of our episodes. Like, I'll listen to most of an episode. I listened to the one with Roman, and it made me laugh hysterically, so feel pretty good about that. Mm-hmm. Or good about Roman, I guess.
Yeah, what did you talk about, like, veganism and beards, or...
Yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah, you got
I'm sorry, it sounds like I'm, like, dissing Roman or something. I'm like, no, he's,
I think
like,
he can take
I don't want to, like, pigeonhole somehow. Him. I know he's, like, a very, like... That's diverse, dynamic young man.
Well, that is his MO, though, is to salt and shade the others.
Yeah,
which works
I have
very
nothing.
Well.
I have nothing against Roman or against like veganism or beards. I'm a big fan of all three.
So Roman, please don't come and beat us up.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Don't
you
shave
know where
your
we live.
Beard. Don't like get embarrassed and shave your beard.
I don't want to see what his face looks like. I'm scared.
Probably just has like another beard underneath it,
or just like a vortex to another dimension, yeah. Just like under his chin. Wouldn't like that. No,
Ooh.
Thank you. No, sir.
That's pretty cool, though. Yeah. I don't know.
That's basically all I've done since I saw you last, Chris. Is just like I got to see Meredith, our number one Sea Hags fan,
Great.
Who is the best, and we should have her on sometime.
Sure, yeah. I'd love to.
They should be like. No, she wouldn't. She's fine. She's good. What did you get up to yesterday?
So I got a new bed and a bed frame and all that kind of stuff. So I had to assemble all
That's
the
so
shit
weird.
Yesterday.
Yesterday I went with someone to buy a bed frame. So is this like the bed frame buying day or something?
I guess so.
Yeah.
We bought this bed frame a couple months ago at a furniture liquidator. Mm. But today was the day that we actually put it together because like... It's one of those things where the project gets away from you, so it's like, well, in order to do that, like, we may as well clean out the attic, because we had some roofers come and, like, redo the roof, and they drove, like, 6-inch nails through the roof, and it's not actually insulated, so my little attic, like, cubby hole clubhouse space just had spikes coming through, so we're like, well, we need to move everything into the attic to then get it out of the way to move it for the bed, so we have to clean out the attic, vacuum everything, grind down the fucking spikes with an angle grinder, so then we had to go to Home Depot and rent a tool, which made me feel very butch. Like, walked in, I'm like, I need an angle grinder. They're like, do you know what size? I'm like, no.
A big one.
Damn it. The biggest one you've got. Yeah.
The smallest one
The loudest got. One, too.
On second thought, just give me a fucking... Columbine harvester. Combine harvester?
Yeah, Columbine's like the high school or the...
I think it's also a flower.
What?
It's also a flower.
That sounds much nicer than a school shooting.
A flower? Yeah, I think so. I think the math on that is flower is greater than school shooting. Yes.
Done so much research on this.
Yes. Nice. So you got an angle grinder.
Yeah, and so basically, like, taking my old mattress to the dump in the truck and, like, paying the mattress fee for, like, dumping it and then, like, waiting in the line and then getting lunch, because you have to, and you got to eat, and then going to home, first Rona and then Home Depot because they didn't have anything that you want.
Big day.
So basically we started at, like, 1 o'clock. We're like, why don't we just get this done before my band practice? Okay. And then at 7 o'clock we were, like, just barely getting started. So I'm like, I can't go to band practice.
Whoopsie.
And so then we finally finished putting everything together at midnight and then went to bed in our new bed and it was fucking amazing.
So you got yourself a podcast mattress.
So satisfying.
Got yourself a Lisa.
Just, you say it every episode now. Lisa! I hate it.
I just want the money. I want that Lisa money. I want that sweet, sweet mattress money.
Well, I would be a fully endorsive, is that a word?
Sure.
Endorsive supporter person.
It was a good sleep?
Yeah, it was fucking amazing. And I have enough room to, like, stretch out and sleep properly.
You have a big girl bed now.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
You and your partner been on a double bed for, like, the last bajillion years.
We're grown humans, and it's still, we're sharing a double bed, and it's like, why do both of our shoulders hurt? Oh, it's because we sleep in a ball, just curled up. So, like, this time I'm like, starfish.
Nice.
It was great.
Oh, that's good. So, nothing quite like getting a big grown-up bed after having kind of a crappy one for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Felt lovely. So now we're giving our old bed frame to our friend's teenager.
Ah.
And so it'll stay in the family and the circle of life goes on.
Aww. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I like
putting
it.
Putting more weird ghosts into that bed frame.
I don't like thinking about that because I don't want to traumatize our friend's child with all the things that have been done.
Oh. Sex things?
In our bed? Yes, Katie.
Oh, I'm horrified.
I know, I'm so sorry.
I won't kink shame you.
Well, since we started doing the podcast in the studio, we had to change locations.
Oh, gosh. No, there's sex ghosts in here. I'm getting out. Oh, boy. So that's our big check-in from 2 days gone past. Also, I did not spell the word bento correctly on here.
How do you spell it? Benti?
You know, an Italian-Japanese bento. Ooh. A benti box.
I don't think the restaurant's around, but, like, they had these things or like bento box cocktails where they just give you like this box with all like the components of a drink and you had to like mix it yourself.
Was it like the IKEA of
bartending? Yeah, basically.
That sounds like too
and it
much
was like,
work.
First of all, yeah, it's like, it was like really expensive and you had to like mix your own drink. So it just like, I don't know. It's like, oh, isn't this fun? I'm like, I could just get a job as a bartender and like actually make money for this.
Instead of paying to do it.
Did that you just, like, garbage-y. Take the bento box and just, like, pour it into a pint glass,
no,
basically?
Yeah. Like, they would just give you, like, all the mix and stuff in a glass and just be like, all right, have at her. Like, oh, this is so much fun. Like,
I don't care for that. I'm paying you to do this.
No, that's very snooty. Was that here?
Yeah, it was here. It was, I think it's an Italian restaurant, but it was, like, called Habit at the time, and...
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds real snooty-pooty.
A little bit.
Not so into that. I mean, sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm really all about that. But
super bougie.
I like a bouge, but there's a line must be drawn.
Yeah, like, where I draw the line, like, I'm okay if you go to, like, some, like, Korean barbecue place and you have your little, like, tableside hibachi. But, like, that's fun. But just be like, all right, like, make your own Mai Tai. Like, what?
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
I mean, I'm sure it's all, like, pre-measured. Like, I don't think they would just give you, like, a full bottle and just...
If that were the case, I might consider
just
going.
Just, like, yeah, like, glass of gin and, like, splash of grenadine. Like, there we go.
That's a drink. I made a good drink.
Yeah.
It's called, this will kill me if I drink it all.
It's called forgetfulness.
It's called alcohol poisoning. It's called, please take me to St. Paul's immediate moment. So let's not go there.
No.
Okay.
No worries.
So good. We've sorted that out at least.
Yeah. Speaking of bougie cocktails, I have a kombucha that I got from Donald's Market that is a smoked kombucha.
Ooh.
And it says on the label that it's like reminds you of like fireside memories with your family or something like that. And it smells like a peaty like Isla whiskey except also apple cider vinegar. And I can't decide if I like it or not, but I've finished half of it.
You've been drinking
I'm
quite a bit.
I'm feeling a bit fizzy on the inside.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I've just been, like, all I'm putting in my body today is kombucha because it just hurts for some reason. I'm not sure. Maybe it's all the butter we ate when we went out for French food or something.
Oh, yeah, it was with it cut right through the butter.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how you undo it. It's like a control Z for for eating things that were not maybe good for you. Good for the soul, though.
Ed's question to me, because I brought home a whole bunch of kombucha, and he was just like, what is that, actually? Is it that, like, weird juice that girls drink?
He's not wrong. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sure lots of people drink kombucha, but
yes. Yeah, I've actually never, like, seen or heard of a guy drinking kombucha. It's weird how, like, you notice that, like, every yogurt commercial, it's, like, it's never a man eating yogurt. So yes, just, like,
I've noticed that.
Yeah, TV's, like, led me to believe anything. It's, like, no man has ever eaten yogurt. So it's just, like, don't they need probiotics, too? Like, is there digestion, like, just...
They're just, like nothing works. Oh, well, ignore it till I die, pretty much.
Yeah.
How a lot of
do
guys
women
work.
Actually like or yeah do we need more probiotics
for genes
I guess so I guess it's more noticeable in that way where you're just like
for those of us with the interior design
now we got all those like what's
you got we got to keep our flora all organized or something
there's
we got
those like yogurt commercials parts. With Jamie Lee Curtis and it's like wow Jamie Lee Curtis really cares about when I poop
when you poop and that you don't get yeast infections like just thanks Jamie
for
Lee
us.
God. I thought the coolest thing you ever did was True Lies. Turns out.
No one ever talks about True Lies. I love True Lies.
True Lies is a...
It's the perfect movie. It's got everything.
It's James Cameron, right?
Or yeah.
It's a Cameronian masterpiece.
It's like, Schwarzenegger and Tom Arnold and Jamie Lee Curtis doing a sexy dance. Like, it's perfect.
Yeah, dance sexy for me. And then she does it. She's like, ugh, this is uncomfortable. And I'm like, ah, Freaky Friday. I like Jamie Lee Curtis a lot. A lot. I like salty women over 40. That's my favorite demographic of person.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen True Lies, but I guess I should.
Yeah, you got it.
It's real cheesy fun. I feel like Ed would really like it. God knows he loves a Seagal movie.
Yeah, it's true.
So you might as well get on
action
it.
Action Jackson. Let's do it.
I love dumb action movies. It's one of my favorite things on the planet.
Yeah, I've never seen Bloodsport, but I was like at a restaurant and they had a Bloodsport poster hung up and I was just like, that looks intriguing.
Who's in Bloodsport?
Van Damme.
Oh, Van Damme. Yeah. I like a Van Damme.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw JCVD on the second date I had with my wife. Nice. We're just like, whoa, I suddenly really like Jean-Claude Van Damme now.
I like how he's like pretty much just like never not doing the splits.
He's doing it right now.
Yeah.
I feel it in my heart.
Wherever he is.
Wherever he is, somewhere out there.
Yeah.
Beneath the pale moonlight.
Or perhaps in Bruges.
Jean-Claude's doing splits. And loving me tonight.
Eating some french fries with mayonnaise.
Oh, yum. Le yum.
Yeah, eating some waffles and Brussels sprouts.
We gotta have some Brussels sprouts. One of the woman who's temping for my coworker right now, she's covering her leave, and she's Belgian. And she's the only Belgian person I've ever met. So I'm like, Jean-Claude Van Damme? She's like, yep, Jean-Claude Van Damme. That was the end of Belgian discussion. It's like it's not that interesting of a place, honestly. It's kind of like the Netherlands.
Yeah, it was...
Which is fine.
Yeah, when it was at brunch, the people I was with were just talking about Europe and traveling in Europe, and my dad and his brother went on this big, like, Euro trip a few years ago, and they went to Belgium, and I guess in Belgium they have a museum that's devoted to fries and just, like, the history of fries and...
I want to go.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, at the end, do they give you fries? Like, yeah, they do. And I'm like, okay, otherwise that would just be a huge tease.
I've just been so upset.
Just there's, like, hours, just like, oh, fries are great. Oh, everybody loves fries. Like, do we get some fries?
Chips.
Oh, no. Like, of course
no,
not.
No, no, no. You get kombucha. That's what you get.
Damn it. I'd still go to a kombucha museum.
And then you get fries at the end.
Yeah. This doesn't make any sense.
It's a real bait and switch. These are all the museums I run to confuse people. It's like, you know, they're usually created for knowledge production, but I just like to cause havoc.
Just, you made museums for prank purposes.
I pranked them. Pranked them with too much
I took a train from France to Amsterdam or something, Paris to Amsterdam, and stopped in Belgium for like a quick stop over. Fruits? I'm like, I've got like 10 minutes between trains here. What can I do? Fries.
Perfect.
It was great. I actually, speaking of Belgium, I always forget because it seems like such a benign country. And then it's like, what are they known for the most?
Oh, the Congo.
Yeah, diamonds and the Congo. So we actually watched the new Tarzan movie with Alexander Skarsgård.
Really?
It's really good. And it's very much like, colonialism is horrible. Slavery is very bad. So like, Tarzan stopped slavery.
Huh. A white man set them free.
Well, yeah. It's not great in that respect. He didn't actually stop slavery at all. He just, like, delayed some slaver ships coming to the bay with a whole herd of water buffalo trampling them all. It was pretty good.
Spoiler alert for...
Oh. Yeah, I'm never gonna see it.
Yeah. It was great, though. It was, like, a cheesy action movie, and he's a giant abs.
Sometimes I like to look at torsos.
Yeah.
You know,
did I ever like watch that like live action Tarzan show in like the early to mid 90s?
The Brendan Fraser?
No, it's just like Tarzan. The show. Yeah, Tarzan. He had his like chimp and like he had all his like pals around him.
I feel like that was on the same channel that Xena and Hercules and yeah. Beastmaster and Witchblade were all on.
Yeah, and like he had this like, there's this and guy Relic Jack Hunter and he like Tia kept Carrere. A journal. Oh, yeah.
There's some really bad, like, C-minus television from that era.
Yeah, Neon Rider.
I don't want to include Xena in that. Hercules is way worse. I feel like Xena's mm-hmm. stupid, but it's great. So yep. It stands on its own.
One time my aunt was at the doctor's, and she was like, I guess she got, like, Kevin Sorbo came in, and, like, she got bumped, because, like, they're like, oh, no, we gotta help Kevin Sorbo first. And she was like, ah, Kevin Sorbo.
We have to check him for muscle disease.
Yeah, just... I'm sure he was fine. He probably had, like, I don't know, like, a cold or something, and just, like, he would just... Yeah.
He's fine.
He's Kevin Sorbo. He's...
Turns out he's racist.
Oh, well, not what? Surprising.
Not good.
Oh, so, like, good. My, like, sweet aunt got, like,
bumped for a racist. From a
racist?
Yep. Ugh. Yeah, he sucks. He sucks.
Damn it.
That's why I like Xena so much. It's just, by comparison, yeah, Kevin Sorbo sucks. Lawless
would never be a racist.
No, I hope not. Yeah. She could be. Anyone could be.
Oh, no.
Anyone could be a racist.
Mm-hmm. Why are we all looking at each other?
Because it could be anyone.
It's probably me.
We're all trying really hard to not be that.
Yes. Yes.
As best as possible. That's true.
So I noticed the shirt you're wearing, again, audio medium, not very useful for mm-hmm. anyone, is almost eponymous when it comes to your cat.
Mm-hmm.
Your cat's name is Taco Cat.
Yep.
You don't like to be introduced as a comedian on stage with that fact.
No, yeah, because, I mean, I have jokes about my cat, so, like, everyone's like, oh, this, our next, like, performer, I'm like, contestant? I'm like, no. And I'm like, our next performer has a cat named Taco Cat, and everyone's like, oh, that's funny, but, like, that's,
like, the only thing they know about you?
Yeah, and no, and it's also, like, on stage, I'm like, I have a cat named Taco Cat, and they're supposed to be like, oh, that's funny, like, but for me.
But they're like, we already know that!
So it's just like, yeah, so people just kind of, like, blow my punchline, and I'm like, And yeah, like, Taco Cat's a palindrome, and, like, there's this meme that's floating around, it's like, Taco Cat backwards is Taco Cat, and people are showing me it, like, all the time, oh, and I'm like,
you didn't know?
And I'm like, yeah, I know, like, that's why I named my cat Taco Cat. And
it's not just Kismet or something, it's not just yeah. that I thought of it, and it was such a good
or
idea.
Or the meme isn't about your cat.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, like, Taco Cat, like, isn't kind of, like, redundant, like, calling him a cat? And I'm like, you know.
Why wouldn't you just get a cat named a cat? Like, that's hilarious to me. Or having a cat named dog and a dog named cat, which I've known a few people who have done, like, when they lived on farms. That's a thing you do when you live on a farm. I like how I said that one word with such disdain farms. That it ended up with, like, 8 syllables. Yes. Farm.
It's also probably a little bit of jealousy and longing and wistfulness, because you too would like to live on a farm, sort of.
A dog named cat and a cat named dog. If it isn't my old friend Mr. McGreg with a leg for an arm and an arm for a leg.
I feel like you do really well on a farm.
I'm very sturdy.
Yeah, I was about to say, just, like, you look like you could, like...
lift giant pails of milk without any real difficulty. Yep, it's true. That's a fact. I think I come from very strong farm stock, just honestly.
Raise a barn every day.
Hell yeah. So like, a whole team of Amish
Sure, men. That's, like, way more barns than you need, but, like...
every day.
My whole... It's just, like, I can't stop. There's too many barns.
I don't know what to do when the barn's actually built, so I just keep building... You know, like a Winchester mystery house, but, like, a barn. You just keep building this barn
just additional
forever.
Hayloft. Yeah. Just, don't go anywhere and don't hold any hay.
Yeah.
basically. Yeah, I'm making bizarro.
You could build 20 barns and then all of your different friends could move in to the different barns and live on your farm.
I'm going to start a 20 weird museums inside of those barns that will just be pranks. You got pranked.
Come to the farm with the barns for...
Barn museums. Yeah. Joke's on you. Museum this is some kind of urban
barnyard oddities.
And it's all just like a chicken. It's just a regular chicken.
Yep.
What does it do? You'll see.
It's a dragon with the head of a chicken and the body of a chicken.
All chicken, no filler. So Taco Cat's a good cat.
Yeah.
Where did you get him?
I actually, last year, to make some extra money, I started working as a professional cuddler, like back when that was a thing.
I forget that's a real thing.
Yeah,
that
was like briefly, like that was all the rage. So I did that for a while, and one of the clients I worked with had this cat that he could no longer keep, so I just took this cat off of him. Yeah, that was
off of a cuddle client.
Yeah, he's really settled in. Like before he was just like this total like indoor cat who just like never went outside ever, but like I've started like letting him out on like little jaunts and yeah, he likes going on his like little walks and yeah, he's a
kitty cat constitutional.
Yeah. I've been really meaning to get him like a harness and a leash and just like, you know, take him out for strolls.
That would be so cute.
Yeah, I think he'd really like that.
This is so fucking funny. Got him from a cuddler. A cuddle client. That was, how long did you do that for?
For about a year.
And does it help pay the bills, or?
Kind of. It's basically the closest I ever got to just, like, making money for nothing.
But you had to touch people, which is a lot of tough work, honestly.
Yeah, and you couldn't just sit there or, like, lie there in silence. I actually had to, like, make conversation with them, and I don't have the best social skills all the time. And most of the time, like, the people I work with, like, don't either, so it's just kind of, like...
Do you like stuff?
So, sometimes they'd fall asleep on me, and I didn't know whether, like, I should wake them up or not, because I'm like, I don't want to disturb them, but, like...
You want them to get their money's
worth. Yeah, I don't want them to, like, you know, give me, like, $100 just to, like... while I supervise their nap.
I mean, that sounds pretty good.
It sounds pretty good. I would almost rather just, like, have sex for money than cuddle someone for money when I think about it. Not really, but yeah, hugging someone I don't like is worse than having sex with someone I don't like in some capacities.
Yeah, we've definitely done
that. I've thought about this, not extensively, but enough to be like, I don't know which of those two I would prefer to do. Mm-hmm. Probably the cuddling. It feels like it would be less sticky.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Was it through a website that
Yeah, it was this website called, I don't know if I should like mention it, but it had cuddle in the title.
Yeah.
And you just like
you can Google it.
Yeah. And you would just like make a profile and like people would just like message you and try and get something going. And it's like I just kind of did it on a whim. I'm like, oh, no one will ever inquire, and then just like pretty much right away everyone's just like, rawr, rawr, rawr. And I'm like, oh.
So okay. I gotta actually put my cuddle where my mouth is.
Yeah, my first like gig was like in a van, which is super creepy, and like I really
I'm gonna be murdered.
And, basically, and I'm like, okay, this could be my like first and last cuddling gig and like last thing I ever do. Like, and I tried to like say, everyone's like, oh, like how did you like agree to that? I'm like, I tried to say no a bunch of times, but they're just like really persistent.
Oh no!
And he's like, oh, like what's the problem? Like, what are you worried about? I'm like,
I think they'll drive away with me tied up in the back and kill me.
It's like, what am I worried about? Well, like literally everything.
Being killed is a big concern of mine. Go figure.
So yeah, it's kind of like, so I quit doing that and kind of like, sucks to make less money, but I'm also, like, glad I probably have, like, a much lower chance of getting murdered.
Seems like it,
yeah,
probably.
Which is, like, kind of, I feel like that's worth more than, like, you know, an extra couple $100 a month.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Shit. I think about, like, how I would maybe make extra money while I'm working part-time, but I don't know if I'd go that particular route.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's any better or any worse than any other kind of labor-selling job.
And I feel like a lot of people were just, like, kind of, like, disappointed with me a lot, because I think they expect like a certain kind of person who's like, oh, like it's gonna be
like,
so
really
great.
Loving,
like,
and warm.
Oh, I'm gonna make you feel good, make you feel all warm and fuzzy. And I'm just kind of like, hey,
you're a cute girl though, so that
yeah,
helps a
yeah,
lot.
But like, and also, like,
what does
I don't know, and people would like kind of expect me to be a little more like, a like in a I don't know, like, an aggressive cuddler. Like, they would basically just want, like, us to, like, dry hump, and, like, I don't want to do that. I'm like, no, I'm just gonna, like, hold you or whatever. Like, it's not... Yeah.
There should,
like,
be a separate website for dry humpers.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, really. And, well, there were a lot of, like, people on the sites were just, like, bona fide escorts who just... Which I kind of was, like, mad about, because it felt like it made, like, other people, cutlers. Like... Yeah, other colors, like... Being like, the clients expect more to be like, oh, well, like, this girl does this, and, like, this girl does this, and I'm like, okay, like, why don't you work with them? Like,
wow.
I just cuddle and say something funny every so often.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Because I can remember, like, I think I've talked about this before on the pod, but, like, when I lived in Australia and I didn't really know anybody, I was only there for a little while, but I was really lonely, and I found myself really touch-starved, which I haven't really felt since.
Yeah.
Or even before that, probably, but I would, like, go and spend money to go at these little, like, podunk massage places. Like, they weren't a parlor necessarily, yeah, but it was not an RMT situation. I just pay money to have someone massage me because I wanted to be touched. So I can understand people wanting to be, like, cuddled.
Yeah.
I just think, like, the idea of cuddling with someone I don't know is kind of, like, a little horrible.
Yeah.
Sort of. Like, just a little bit. Just, like, if it feels weird that you'd be locked in for an hour, it's like, it sounds like a bad dentist appointment or something like that. Like just, cool, we get to marinate in this situation right now.
Yeah, they're, and, like, usually I try and meet with them beforehand and, like, just have coffee and just, like, see if, like, we actually hit it off and it's, like, not going to be super awkward and uncomfortable. But sometimes we just, like, get right to it and, like, the first, like, 15 minutes I'm just like, oh, this isn't going to be any fun at all. So we just kind of, like, so that gets kind of awkward. But
Yeah. That sounds like, it's just kind of interesting, the sort of side hustle one has to do as an artist sometimes to keep doing the thing you really like doing. It's interesting. It'd be nice to just have wealthy patrons all the time. Yeah. Just give us money to do it, and we don't have to do anything to them. Boop.
Yeah, so now I went from, like, professional cuddling to just, like, helping my aunt clean up her place every other week, which I think is probably a little more respectable, I guess.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially.
And it's, you know, less uncomfortable. Nice to help family.
Yeah.
All that.
It can be.
I guess.
That can be. So you just came back from Vegas, didn't you?
I did.
And that was, like, the second trip you've taken in as many months.
Yeah, and, like, I went from, like, not traveling anywhere for 10 years to going on, like, 2 trips within 6 months, which is
pretty exciting. Crazy. You were in Southeast Asia. Were you in Vietnam?
Yeah, I was in Vietnam for almost 3 weeks in the summer.
That's awesome. I know a bunch of people who went to Vietnam this year for some reason. You went, my friend Blake went, my parents were there for Christmas. And
I think it's, like, basically just, like, kind of, like, the new Thailand. I mean, it's like, oh, it's, like, new. Well, and I'm like, it's been there forever.
Thailand, because they're in mourning for their king that died. They're like, it's like they've really de-emphasized the party atmosphere and the party, like, the drinking tourism and the drug tourism and stuff like that. They're like, well, it's a sobriety year, basically.
The king of Thailand was, like, a super amazing dude, apparently. I don't know.
I know nothing about him, but I understand
he played the
well-loved
saxophone, I believe.
What? That's pretty goddamn cool.
Yeah.
I do notice that sometimes I often end up on that SkyTrain car where it says, like, Her Royal Highness Princess Doctor whatever from Thailand, like, his daughter, I assume.
Princess Doctor.
She's like Doctor Princess the Monarch or something. Like,
awesome.
I don't know exactly what her full title was, but it was like Doctor Princess something or other, and she has like 2 PhDs or something ridiculous.
That's pretty impressive.
Like, pretty good royalty that worked hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, just going, like, to Vietnam always, like, was interested me more than going to Thailand, because I actually want to, like, go somewhere with, like, a little more, like, history, and let's just, like, I'm gonna get drunk on the beach. I mean, like, I did get drunk on the beach plenty, like, but
absolutely.
I also went to, like, a lot of museums and...
Presumably real museums and not my terrible museums.
No, I went to, like, you know, military history museum and, like, women's museum, went to the prison, which was kind of
heavy-duty stuff.
Yeah. And what else did I do?
Got custom clothing made.
I got a dress made and this, like, really, really ugly pair of shoes that I got totally ripped off for. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, really. Like, that's what I learned, like, you know, when it comes to, like, and I felt so bad complaining about it because that's the most, like, white, like, privileged thing ever. Just be like, oh, I don't like my custom made shoes.
These bespoke shoes are crappy.
Yeah.
Bespoke.
But if you saw these shoes, you'd be like, oh, Haley, like, you're such a spoiled brat. But if I showed you these shoes, you'd be like, oh, you got a point. Like,
you got a point. Those are some shitty shoes.
Yeah, they didn't turn out.
How's the dress?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's. I got it, like, I kind of got it hem too short, and, like, all, like the women at the dress shop, I think they were kind of, like, trying to talk me out of it. Because I guess, like, Vietnam, it's kind of, like, a more, like,
conservative,
demure country. So I'm just like, oh, I want it, like, mid-thigh. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, really.
It's the dress that Susie wears in Moonrise Kingdom,
yeah,
right?
That's what I was going for.
The pink little dress. Like, oh, that's cute. And your boyfriend got a purple suit?
He got a purple suit and a blue suit.
That's fantastic.
So yeah. You guys are Wes Anderson people?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and he's wearing his purple and blue suits to work, and he, like, works at this, like, fancy hotel. And I guess, like, they didn't talk to him directly, but they, like, put out this memo just saying, like, no more fun-colored suits.
That's so disappointing.
I know, I was so sad, because he, like,
they're
kinda,
nice suits.
Yeah, and he, like, kind of hates his job, so just, like, wearing his purple suit to work was, like, the only thing that gave him joy.
And, fun.
And they, like, took away, like, the one thing that made his job bearable, and I'm just like, my heart is breaking.
That's really sad. Yeah, my friend Blake, who went, he got a purple suit jacket made as well, and with a built-in leopard print pocket square, the leopard print lining. He looks so baller in it.
That's awesome.
Except that I saw the picture of him, he was also wearing hemp jorts, so that wasn't the best combo.
I'd like
him on, he's great.
That delights me so much.
Hemp jorts.
Yeah, like, I was there jorts. For, like, 3 weeks, and I was, like, so proud of myself for not buying, like, billowy elephant covered pants, like, because, like, all the stuff, like, all, like, the tourists wear, and I'm just like, it's like, yeah, like, you're dressed like the locals. I'm like, none of the locals are wearing that.
I like a sarong. A sarong is a light, nice light pant is good.
Yeah, well, it's like, I don't know, it's like, I knew it was gonna be hot, but I just, like, wasn't prepared for just, like, you know, like,
the relentlessness.
Yeah,
of
like, I've never really, like,
jungle, right?
Yeah, and, like, I'd never really, like, like, I'd never, like, actually had, like, sweat beating on me, and I'm like, what is this?
Really?
Like, I'm melting. Yeah, like, I don't really, like, exercise or anything, so.
It's just, I don't have to exercise to get very gross to
but, like,
sweaty.
Yeah, like, but we were on this, like, we went on this 2-day boat cruise to Ha Long Bay, and, like, there's, like, parts of the cruise where you, like, go off in, like, little excursions and go, like, walk around in a cave and stuff. And even, like, our tour guides were like, ah, man, it's hot as balls here. And I'm like, all right, if even, like, the people from Vietnam are saying it's hot, like,
then it's really hot.
Yeah.
I think that would make me ill to be in a place that hot. Like, New Year's Day that I lived in Australia was 45 degrees Celsius.
Oh, jeez.
Nope.
Celsius.
Nope.
I had to actually walk through a subway station to get to work that day because I couldn't walk outside.
Oh,
my work was air-conditioned, thankfully, so I got in there and, like, hermetically sealed myself in.
Yeah.
I totally started wearing Thai fisherman pants when I was there,
yeah,
though. They're loose, and I kept sunburning my legs.
Oh, I got so burnt.
I got like, a second-degree burn. I got blisters all over my body. It was so bad.
Just the whitest.
Yeah, I had, like,
I'm so goddamn white. I'm so white. I'm whiter than any of you. You're like, yep,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
I'm trying to compete with me. So that was a good time then? You had fun?
Oh, yeah, I saw so much of Thailand. Of
I
Vietnam.
Saw so much of Thailand
Vietnam
somehow.
Yeah, my eyesight is incredible.
Super fucking great binoculars that I bought.
Yeah, it's funny you're just, like, talk about, like, being, like, super white. Like, we went to, like, we went from city to city, and, like, we were in Da Nang for a couple days. And, like, on Friday and Saturday nights, it's just kind of, like, people are out, and there's all these, like, dance performances and stuff, and they have this, like, fire-breathing dragon bridge that everybody, like, comes to see, which is, like, really awesome. Just, like, so everyone's, like, out.
Dragon bridge?
Yeah, it's, like, this fire-breathing dragon bridge.
Which is a thing that I've heard of before and
yeah.
Definitely know what it is.
Yeah, it's just this, like, really...
Is it exactly what it sounds
like? Yeah,
yeah. It's a bridge with a dragon head on it that breathes fire?
Yes.
Great.
It sounds like a safe thing for a bridge to do.
Sort of like the Vancouver steam clock, right?
To, like, breathe out the thing that would undo it entirely. Yeah. Our steam clock sucks.
Yeah, and, like, so we were out, and, like, this little girl's probably maybe, like, 3 or 4, just, like, asked for a picture of me, and it just, like, and I'm like, it's probably just because I'm white, and that's exciting to her. Which is, like, I feel
pretty.
Bad. I know, well, but I felt bad, because, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure she would have, like, rather, like, you know, someone with, like, you know, blonde hair and blue eyes, and I'm like, all right, I guess you're, like, quintessentially white enough. And I'm like, cool.
I'm going to put you on my wall of whiteies when I get home. Like, Lilo from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever notice that in the movie? Like, they cut out a scene from Lilo and Stitch, which makes fun of tourism in Hawaii, which is amazing. But she also, like, takes photos of, like, sunburnt tourists who are wearing ridiculous clothing. And she just, like, has a whole wall of them. Of just, like, all the sunburnt, like, southern white folk with t-shirt tans and things. So
yeah, then, one time I was at a Vancouver Whitecaps game with my boyfriend and
Whitecaps,
yes. And we were just like out in the fan area before the show, and like this show, game, whatever. I don't go to that many sporting events.
I don't do sports. I don't sweat.
I've been to a sports, but
you haven't done a sports.
Yeah, and there were these German tourists, and like my boyfriend was wearing a Whitecaps jersey, and they just, like, asked for a picture with him, and like I don't know whether they just like thought he was a player or something, and they're like, and he's like a bigger guy, so I'm like, he was thinking they were just gonna like go back to Germany and be like, aha, look how like fat their soccer players are. He said it, not me. He's voluptuous.
He's curvy.
Pleasantly plump.
He's a good-looking boy.
Yeah, he's very good-looking. He's a big, beautiful man.
Well, you should think that about your partner.
Yeah.
He's a big, beautiful man.
More for me to love.
Unless your partner is not a big, beautiful man, in which case you probably shouldn't think that about them.
Yeah.
Perhaps a small, beautiful man. Or a small, ugly man.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yikes.
Well, small, ugly men need love, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they need it the most of all.
Unless
they
they're, like...
it, they'll do a school shooting.
Yeah, unless they're, like, ugly on the inside.
Oh, my
God.
That's a good face. I really like that face. Jesus. Being a little outrageous.
Jesus Christ.
And I was talking about, like, travel and cats and school shootings, you know?
The huge.
Light podcast conversation.
We're not living in a light world, so...
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets dark.
Mm-hmm. Sorry if I'm too real.
Sometimes I turn into Bane. That was not a Bane voice, though.
Yes, the world is stressful, so sometimes we eat to feel better. And that's just how it goes.
Sometimes we drink so much kombucha, we just hope that will fix everything. Please, God. Please, SCOBY God. Please, bacterial God. I assume God is some sort of, like, bacterial or fungi mass.
God's a fun guy.
He's a real fun guy. Oh, boy.
We're back. I wanted to comment on one thing. There was a post that went around on Tumblr today that was all about, like, historical romance or whatever.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, oh, I just want to be, like, a Contessa in an Italian villa and, like, have a lover that my rich husband doesn't know about, blah, blah, blah. And then someone jumps in, like, with the correction, sort of, or just like, well, good luck avoiding the plague and hopefully your husband doesn't, like... you know, find out about your lover and, like...
Torture him.
And
pull his fingernails.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, oh, you're just gonna die of, like, all the diseases.
I hope you don't get syphilis.
Yeah. And then she's just like, whatever. Michelangelo designed my piazza and Raphael ate me out in 1503. And I was like, oh my God. I feel this so hard. And not one, but two people tagged me.
And he was like, anyways, Michelangelo painted me. And then I got eaten out by Raphael. Like, wait, the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm like, oh, I feel so uncultured, because all I'm thinking about is, like, getting eaten out by turtles.
I mean, I like to check pizza.
Oh my God.
I mean, Michelangelo would probably be a fun guy, and Raphael would probably, Raphael's that, like, snarky philosophy.
He's a cool but rude guy.
Yeah, exactly, where it's like, you'd probably just, like, hate fuck him a little bit.
Oh yeah, I think he's based off the real Raphael.
Yeah, he would be a guy that wouldn't go down on you, though. He would just be like, no, I don't do that.
Yeah, no time.
No, I think he'd be one of those guys who's, like, way too proud of the fact that he does.
Oh.
Like, that's almost worse than a guy who won't, I think. Oh. As the guys are like, yeah, I do it for hours, I'm so good at it, and then they go to do it, and they're like, not very good at it. You're like, I'll talk, which is funny because you're using the same muscles. And yet, here I sit unsatisfied. Broken hearted. Oh boy.
Oh dear Lord.
But in news.
Be honest about your sexual capabilities is the thesis of my statements. Don't try to talk up something you're not good at. Like, when I say that I can squat my wife's body weight and then I drop her on the ground. In front of a lot of people at a party. That's what that's like.
Except that's more public, hopefully, than...
Oh, hopefully. Well, you know.
Depending on what you're into.
Depending on what you're into. Depending on and what you are into, Haley, from what I know about you.
Good segue.
Because you have... I host a podcast. I don't know if you know that about me.
I know, I couldn't tell from over here.
From way over there. Haley, you're like the person I think of immediately when I think of The Simpsons and the sort of resurgence of like Simpsons trivia contests.
Yeah, you
and stuff.
Own a lot of people.
But that's not so bad, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, no, it's all right. I mean, like...
You do really love The Simpsons.
I do, it's true, it's true.
It's true.
And I always get like, I don't know, like... Whenever people, like, show me, like, food-related stuff or, like, cat-related stuff or, like, Simpsons-related stuff, I'm like, oh, like, don't they... think I'm interested in anything else? I'm like, not really interested in anything else. So, like,
they've got me pretty figured out.
Yeah, it's like maybe they got me pegged. Like,
maybe.
But yeah,
but I don't know what
kind
to
of
do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Ooh, it started too low.
They're calling again.
Yeah, did like Fraser ever figure out? What
don't
to
I
do?
Have egg on my face now? Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?
So rude.
I was listening to this podcast called Rose Buddies, and it's about like this.
Oh,
couple.
I know what it is.
Yeah, who like
Griffin
talk about
McElroy
the yeah they talk about
Rachel.
The yeah talk about the Bachelor, and I guess they're talking about this like one Bachelor contestant who like said that like her guilty pleasure was watching Frasier, and I'm like, why is like
why are you
why would
so
you like why would
that?
Anybody like feel ashamed? I was like, oh yeah, I'm watching this like sitcom for smart people that like most people I mean, like, I don't know.
Maybe
I feel
she
likes
Niles fanfic or something.
Maybe. Oh, that's. My
she has Niles ex Maris.
She's like, oh yeah, I'm so ashamed of watching this like really intelligent TV show. And also, she was like 24, so like when Frasier was actually out, she was like 2. So I was like, okay, it's like you are have pretty like sophisticated taste for someone who was born in like
1994. We did the math at the same
yeah.
time.
Yeah, and I'm just like, don't blow correct. This, Haley. Like,
1993, probably.
Yeah.
She's 24. I don't really know. I don't know how math do. But The Simpsons is something that I've always been really into. Did you stick around with it, like, past the good years?
No, I think, like any true fan, I haven't watched an episode in over 10 years.
Well, not a new one,
yeah,
anyway.
Not a new one. Yeah.
No, I got seasons, I think, 2 through 10 on my server at home, and mm-hmm. that's, I just
yeah,
go through
that's
those.
A, yeah, that's, like, the really, like, that's, the like, the classic
years.
Simpsons. Like, in the first season, like,
it still looks too much like
right.
their Tracy Ullman
yeah,
faces.
And, like, Homer wasn't, like, was, like, way too gruff, and, like, everyone just didn't really sound right.
Yeah, it took... But then season 2 just sort of clicked into place, like, with so many shows. Like, I never watched the first season of Parks and Rec. I watched the first episode, I was like, I don't like this, and then 2 years
yeah.
later,
I
watched the I
stopped watching
through.
Parks and Rec in, like, the third season, just because everybody got, like, way too wacky, and I'm just like, no, I can't handle this amount of zaniness.
You're wearing a t-shirt that has a cat, a space galaxy, pizza, and a taco on it.
Yes, I'm...
That's pretty goddamn zany.
I'm
really.
A study in contrast.
That's so good. Like, this is crazy. Not half so crazy as my t-shirt,
oh,
though.
I know, one time, I watched Up, and I'm like, I don't really believe that, like, this elderly protagonist, like, childhood hero is still alive. Like, that's impossible. And, like, Haley, this movie's about a flying house. And I'm like, still. Like,
still.
Yeah.
Still. Statistically, most men die when their wives die.
Yeah.
They don't make friends with small, rotund Asian boys.
Well, some people have this, like, secret fan theory that, like the old man, like, actually died, and, like, the whole, like, journey of the flying house was, like, him going to heaven or something. I don't know. I think, like, fan theories, like, yeah, so, like, I don't know why so many, like, fan theories about, like, childhood, like, cartoons and, like, movies are just so sad. It's always, like, oh, they're dead. It's, like, they're all dead. Like, and I'm, like, why? Like,
or it could just be a fantasy show.
Yeah, like, can't people just, like, you know, can't they just believe?
Can't they just believe? That makes me think of that Kumail Nanjiani bit where he's talking about how the, there's always, like, gross things that people hide in kids' movies, like when Simba, like, flops down on Pride Rock, the dust smells sex in the air or whatever. He's like, but wouldn't it be great if they did the opposite, like, in Hostel? Like, it's this scene where somebody gets their Achilles tendon cut. In the corner, you can see a child enjoying the taste of cotton candy for the first time. That's what that makes me think of. It's like, we gotta make things so secret. Like, it's gotta be secretly dark. It's gotta be secretly upsetting or something, instead of just, like, a nice story.
Did you guys watch Hunt for the Wilder People?
Yes.
That's like that, up to me.
Yeah, that movie was delightful.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, okay, I won't say anything else.
I love Taika Waititi, though, so I would definitely watch that.
It's such a sincere delight.
Yeah, I just love everything people from New Zealand do.
Pretty much,
I've never seen the movie that he did, Eagle versus Shark. Have you seen that one? It's got Jemaine Clement in it as well. But I actually watched a Jemaine Clement movie, one half of the Flight of the Conchords, last week.
Oh, is it that, like...
People Places?
Yeah, I saw that.
It was on Netflix. I really liked it. It was like a very kind of a sleepy comedy, you know, like I always like to call these movies hangover movies, like things where nothing loud or really upsetting happens. Yeah. It's just kind of like somebody growing a bit as a person and like some cool music and visuals happen, that kind of stuff. And it's just, I really like all the characters except for Stephanie Aline, that's Tig's wife, isn't it? You see her boobs, which is pretty good.
I mean, that's great.
They were impressive.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're pretty good, but they didn't really need to be in the movie. It's just like she's standing with her top off for no real reason.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird. And that's like why she like decided, oh, I don't know, I want to give away.
Spoilers,
just, like,
but.
Yeah, just like at your children's birthday party. Like, that hasn't really seen the time.
It's in the first 5 minutes of the film. Yeah. She sleeps with, she has an affair at her child's birthday party.
Oh, dear. That's it.
Like, shouldn't you be
a
like
questionable choice.
Cutting a cake or like cake. Hanging up the piñata or
putting up some, what is that called? Not flair, bunting.
Yeah.
Flair.
This party doesn't have enough flair.
You need 34 pieces of flair at this birthday party. Minimum. That's the minimum amount. I can't actually remember what the minimum was. But
I think it was like 21 or something. Like 12 or 15, something like 13 that.
13 pieces of flair. Yeah. And that's like, well, I have 13. It's like, yeah, but that's the minimum, actually. Like, Office Space.
Love
good
it.
Film.
Yeah, some people like really identify with Office Space, but I like never worked in an office, so like Clerks is my like movie that, like, because I've always worked in like customer service or retail. I'm like, yep, that's me.
I've done both. Office Space is accurate for a large office. I would like to see a similar movie made about a small office because it's very incestuous and weird.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Small office is where it's like you guys all get way too close.
Yeah. With the lack of boundaries and that kind of thing. It's an interesting experience for sure. It's not quite as...
Small office in like a nonprofit or like public sector kind of thing.
I'm going to write this show. Nonprofit. Because
it's
office
like
space.
Because like in a nonprofit where it's like, oh, we don't really have a lot of funding, so then everyone, like, you have your job, but then you also have to do a shit ton of other things.
Yeah,
just
you're
to,
up
like,
each other's butts all day.
Yeah,
you have to like sell chocolate or something. You have to like have bake sales.
You have to order pens that have flags that come out of them when you pull on.
I was really proud of that pen. I designed it. It was awesome.
It's the coolest shit pen, Chris. It's pretty goddamn good.
I'm good at designing swag.
Swag. I don't want you to ever say that word again. I don't think it's called schwag.
What are like some words that people have like forbidden you from saying ever again?
Oh, me? Oh, God. Succulent? No, wait, that's Charles Boyle. I've forbidden from saying that again.
Yeah, one time at one of my jobs, I said wang, and my like coworker got really, really mad at me. She's like, never say wang again. And
oh, my God.
But I like silly words for... Well, actually, no. I got like mixed feeling. Like, pretty like slang words for like female genitalia, I find them either be like way too cutesy or way too vulgar.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I will be dead in the ground before I say vajayjay.
I think I said vagine up top, which I'm pretty sure is a Borat.
I think,
word.
I don't know, yeah, I think I'm okay with vagine, but
that's
like.
That's just French.
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah, it's sophisticated.
Yeah, it's hard to find good words for that. Like, some I've gotten over. The P word is one that used to bother me a lot, but it's kind of fine now.
Yeah.
But I try not to say it on the podcast too much because my mom doesn't like it.
Yeah, when people say, like, hoo-ha or something, that's really
cookie.
Gets me going.
Yeah. What about coochie snorcher? Have we all seen the vagina monologues?
I was in it.
You were in it. Coochie snorcher. That's one of my favorite ones, actually. I would never call it that, mind you.
I like to refer to my vagina as my ladyship.
Your ladyship. Oh, her ladyship.
Yes.
Her Royal Highness, Queen Snatchalot.
I really wish it was that fancy. Like it doesn't really deserve that much fanfare.
I like to call my vagina Princess Doctor.
Doctor Princess of
Hey,
Thailand.
My vagina didn't go to medical school for 10 years.
To be called Ms.
Yeah.
Thank Ms. you very Vagina. Much. Ms. Vagina.
Oh, dear Lord.
Ms. Vagina, if you're nasty. Shit. Well, we never did actually talk about The Simpsons. I want to, though, because we haven't really been able to
Yeah.
thus far. It's one of those things that's just, like, I can put it on and just be so soothed by the sound of it, because I watched it so much as a kid that I could just, I'm sure you can just
recite. Yeah, I just have, like, yeah, I have, episodes. Like, pretty much, like, instant, like, recall, and just, like, I basically am kind of, like, an idiot savant for Simpsons references. It's just, like, kind of, like, how I relate to people. Just, like, all right, we're roughly the same age. Just be, like.
Just quote
I bet frenzies. My Wookiee, or, like, you know.
Movie quote. Another movie quote.
Yeah, that's me for sure. And I put that on Facebook a few months ago. Was like, what's your favorite, like, not super common Simpsons quote that you find that you say the most?
That was,
like,
golden.
That was a really great thread. Whereas the one that I say a lot that's kind of like a deep cut is, I can't hear you. I'm wearing the jacuzzi suit. See, you got it. Yeah. You got it. I had to actually pull up that very episode of The Simpsons because Tessa was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, how do you not? It's when Milhouse becomes, I forget the name of the radioactive man.
Fallout Boy. Yeah.
Oh, fucking right. They named the band after
Yeah, and apparently
character.
They had, like, no idea that that was a Simpsons reference.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No, really. They were, like, just, like, on stage. And they're like, we don't have a name. Like, what should we name our band? So I was like, Fallout Boy. And they're like, yeah, that's awesome. And then they're, like, later found out that.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I was listening to them yesterday. It came on at my gym, along with a terrible Spotify playlist. Yeah, I didn't realize that. I didn't know.
Then they were Fallout Men.
Down. Yeah, not my fave, but yeah, that one was the one that I started with, and then I realized that so many of the things that I say on a daily basis, totally from The Simpsons, like, it becomes like that Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra thing from Star Trek TNG, because it's like we just talk in TV show metaphor, basically. It's like, what is this situation? Why, this is just like the time the comic book guy was dating Mrs. Krabappel.
Yeah. I dated this guy for a long time who, like, didn't really watch The Simpsons or, like, any amount of TV growing up, so he'd just kind of be like,
What?
And be like, oh, I didn't watch TV growing up. I'm like, well, la-dee-da.
Well, this is not going to work out then.
Yeah, he didn't,
how,
like,
I communicate.
He didn't watch TV as a kid, and, like, he didn't like food, so, like, we just.
What did you talk about?
I don't know. He was just like, yeah, he was, like, really mean, but I'm just
great combo.
Really, for, like, then I thought, like, oh, that's, like, what being in, like, a mature, like, adult relationship is they're just really mean all the time. Like,
oh, well, no.
I'm glad that you are not in that relationship.
Yeah, me too.
Cameron's a good boy.
Yeah.
Treats you right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's good.
And he likes
to beat
eating,
him up.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You don't get those beautiful curves if you don't like to eat.
Oh, yeah.
That whole, like, yeah, like, oh, I guess a relationship's supposed to be like that. Like, when I was 23, you know, like, in a relationship that it's like, well, we just, like, don't really talk.
We're just bored all the time.
We kind of snipe at each other, and we just, like, sit around and just, like, watch movies. And I'm like, well, I guess this is a grown-up relationship. That's what I see on TV, like, all the time. Like, and just, yeah, I'm like, ah, nope. Really glad I like my partner very enthusiastically after, like, a long time.
No, definitely. Nice. I think that's the thing that people need to understand about mature relationships if they're very young is that, like, there are elements of all kinds of things in a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, you will have days, weeks, months on end where you're just like, I wish I could kill you, or, like, I just wish I could put you in a flour sack and mail you to Nebraska until you get over this weird attitude that you've got, but you can't really do that, so you have to just work it out, and you learn to, like, deal with conflict that way, and it's a good thing, and then sometimes, and then you go back to being really excited and stuff. It's cyclical, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta just chill. Like, if you're sad all the time, that's a bad relationship.
Yeah.
It's a bad time. Like, you should feel more good than bad with your relationship. It's a very simple equation.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm in, like, you know, like, a serious, stable relationship, and I thought it'd be, like, and it's so different from what I thought it'd be younger. I thought it'd just be, like, oh, like, it's all, like, romance and stuff, and now it's just, like, us farting around each other, and, like, his dad, like, texting me memes. I'm just,
that's so cute.
That's great, though.
Yeah,
that's
no, it's weird. Like, I've, like, really been, like, included in, like, his family stuff, which I haven't really, like, done before. They're actually in a few weeks, like, I'm going to Vegas again with his parents and, like, sister and her boyfriend.
What,
like,
a high roller you are.
Yeah. Ooh, it's like, pretty exciting. I don't really like Vegas, but I like people taking me places and paying for things, so I'm like,
well, Vegas is the perfect place for that.
Yeah,
totally.
It's not much culture there, but boy, you can have a drink that's as tall as you are.
Oh, yeah.
You've
that's
had
like
a lot of buffets in your life lately.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, like, so many and buffets. Like, I think in Vegas, there's, like, a buffet of buffets where you get this, like, all-access, like, buffet pass where you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle that.
I could for, like, a day, and, like, but then I wouldn't shit for the rest of my life.
One of the first things I saw when I got to Vegas was, like, this restaurant, and the sign out front said that, like, people who weigh, like, more than 350 pounds eat for free. And I'm just like, no.
I was, like, ready to be offended, and then I was kind of like, well.
I mean, that's kind, yeah, I mean, it's like, that is kind of nice, but, like.
It's better than, like, can't come in here.
Yeah, and I'm just like, but that doesn't promote a healthy lifestyle, and.
There's nothing really good about that. It's like, yeah. Don't call attention to anybody, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just like, I'm up for anybody, like, oh, I like when people get free food, and I'm just like, oh, yeah. I can't get behind that. Like,
and have to put, like, three of your friends in a trench coat and come in and be like, I guess, hello, I am ready for the free food, yes, for me. And don't ignore the mouth that's coming out of my chest right
now.
I guess
my boyfriend's dad, I guess he was like 20 pounds under like the free
food amount.
Food amount. So it's just, yeah, what a
tease. It's like,
tease.
Hang on, let's come back
and
to
I'm
the
like,
end
oh,
of the
yeah,
week.
Like you are a fat guy, but not enough. Like,
not enough of a fat guy to get free food.
Yeah. Just
you gotta come here a few more times and we'll see.
You go get some like fishing weights and just keep them in your pocket.
But like, I guess the place is called like Heart Attack Cafe and.
Oh, I've heard
yeah,
about
it's
this
where,
place.
Like, yeah, it's, and I guess, like, all
they
their,
just want people to die
yeah,
there.
Like, all their servers are, like, dressed like sexy nurses, and, like,
we'll defibrillate you if we have to.
Yeah, and, like, we were at this, brewery next to it, and, like, we're talking, like, to the girl working there, and she's like, yeah, I just, like, went there, because I guess some, like, the servers come into the brewery, and they're pretty nice, so, like, she, like, went and, like, got a milkshake, and I guess it comes garnished with, like, a stick of butter.
Which, oh God!
I mean,
that
yeah,
sounds terrible.
I know,
quite honestly.
Like this doesn't that doesn't go together. Like I love butter and I love milkshakes, but just like
I just wanna,
not together.
I just want to see Britney Spears and drink a hurricane that's as tall as me.
Yeah,
I want. I wish Quark's Bar was still there and I could go get a Romulan ale, but I can't. That's too bad. I can't go to a Klingon bar and get blood wine. It's too bad. Sad for me.
You can go to the Stormcrow and get a Romulan ale.
Ugh. I don't want to go to the Stormcrow. We won't be sponsored by them because I don't like
they put
the
dry ice in it so it smokes. It's a pretty cool cocktail.
Yeah, they stopped having that. They had some drink that they like served in a gold chalice, which I was like really into, but then I think like
maybe somebody got metal poisoning.
Yeah, or also like I think they only had like I guess they just like didn't have enough chalices and it became like too popular or something, so it just like and I want to like drink out of a regular cup,
not when a chalice is available.
Yeah,
it's 1 year. Ed dressed up as the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, like Arthur Dent, in like a robe and pajamas with a towel
right
that on. I got him that says "Mostly Harmless" on it because we're nerds.
Because you're nerds.
And he went and got a Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster.
It's like $20.
It's like $20, and if you finish it, you get a button.
Oh, a button!
And it's like this huge like dish. Full of like blue curacao and pineapple juice with like lots of dry ice in it.
It
so
sounds
it, like,
disgusting, but great.
It's pretty sweet.
I don't like a sweet cocktail that much, but yeah. I will still go to the Tiki Room.
It's kind of cool that it bubbles though. I don't know. Bubbles
you can get if you go to the Shameful Tiki Lounge, you can get like volcano bowls that are like $60 that you can split with four people that are like 20 ounces of alcohol or something, and they just smokes and they bang a gong and then you get it on.
Yeah, I went to this Mexican place and ordered this like giant margarita, and they're like, oh, they're like, do you want an extra straw to share? And I'm like, no, like.
Do you think I'm a quitter?
Yeah.
You think I'm some kind of baby that can't finish a bathtub-sized margarita by herself?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a literal bird is taking a bath in it when it comes to you.
La, la, la.
It's like, now I feel like a fucking Disney princess. Slurp.
It's, that whole thing where, like, you order takeout or whatever and they include so many different sets of utensils to be like,
that
you know, this
every time we order sushi. They give us, like, extra miso soup. They're like, okay, fat pigs, have.
Yeah. What do they say, like, when, like, people are, like, ordering a bunch of food for themselves, but they just, like, pretend, like, hey, what do you guys want? Like, no
is
one's there.
Is there more for the pizza? Yeah, okay, we'll get a third pizza, please.
I definitely did that. There's a Tim Hortons near where I work, and, like, there's a Tim Hortons in lots of places, so I don't feel like I'm giving away a secret
down too
location.
Much.
But they make actually really decent hash browns, and they bake them. They put them through the little toaster oven roller, and right. So they're pretty fucking good. And I got, like, a whole bunch, and my coworker really likes them, too, so I got, like, a big bag full of hash browns, just hash browns, and they were like, ugh. I'm like, everyone in my office wanted some. I had to, like, make up a thing, so not just the two of us eating, like, four hash browns
each. Well, you weren't lying. Yeah. Everyone in your office wanted
it's
them.
True.
You just didn't say how many there were, exactly. And I don't think they even care.
I know. I don't think
yeah,
they ever
have one
to
thing
justify.
I've learned from, like, Tim Horton's employees, no one really cares.
No one cares
just,
about
like,
anything.
They got, like, I mean, and, like, I've had just, like, so many, like, food service jobs where I'm just, like, I feel like it's, I can complain. Everyone's like, oh, you know, we're doing the best they can. I'm like, no, they're not.
No, most of us are not doing the
it's
best
like,
we
they
can.
They just, like, have, like, no hustle at all. Just like, wow, like, none of you are in a hurry. Like,
you can't have a lack of hustle at the tea hose.
Yeah, just, like, I got places to go.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here if I didn't have another place to be immediately.
Yeah.
I would make my own food. I wouldn't eat this horrible sandwich. I actually really like their sandwiches.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're disgusting, but I eat them on road trips all the time, and also when I'm not on a road trip.
Their bagels have kept me alive. I should probably hold my tongue. It's like, you've made an enemy today, Haley Beamish.
I've eaten a lot of their turkey clubs, like a lot of them, yeah. Like so many of them.
They have a good crispy chicken wrap that I really dig.
Mm-hmm. You're making me hungry.
I know, I'm hungry too. We always get hungry when we record on a Sunday afternoon.
I don't know, I think we're ready for like an early Sunday dinner or something, but alas, we usually have shit to do. Mm-hmm. It's garbage. I hate being an engaged and useful member of a community.
It's so tiresome.
I just want to lie on the couch and finish Jane the Virgin.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Pretty good, guys.
Yeah, this is, like, my one day that's just, like, jam-packed with activities that, like, make people think that my life is, like, really, really cool. But it's just, like, no, this is just, like, one day where I'm doing a bunch of stuff and the rest of the time I'm just, like, sitting and staring at the walls.
That was my mid-December week where I was, like, oh, my God, I'm just, like, doing so much comedy this month. I was just really doing it all that week.
Yeah. You just take a bunch of pictures and then release them, like, time release on Instagram, so it looks like your whole week was busy, but it's just the one day.
It's just the one day.
That's good. You curate your life.
Curate your life, guys. Gotta curate that life.
That's what my brother does, because he's like a rapper, so he has to like, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, both my brothers are rappers.
Wait, what? I think
yeah.
I knew this because it's
yeah.
in your stand-up, but I like forgot about the fact that your brothers are rappers and
yeah.
that you're a professional cuddler.
Yeah, but so like one of my older brother, he kind of like, he's like sort of tries harder like to, you know, keep up appearances. He has this, like, crazy, like, jet set lifestyle. And he, like, he does, like, go on tour and he travels, like, quite a bit, but he'll just, like, go to New York and just take, like, 1,000 photos so it can just be, like, months later, be like, oh, off to New York again, and just, like, yeah.
I'm definitely trying to look him up right now. Oh, I looked up Beamish rapper and it came up with, did you mean Amish rapper? Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raised a barn on Sunday, soon I'll raise a nutter.
Again,
man, I really wish that my brothers were Amish rappers. But...
you really wish that your brother was?
They can like...
Is it Greg?
Yeah.
Okay. Greg Beamish on Bandcamp.com. Dude on Fire by Greg Beamish. Hey, he looks like a cute dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just like...
Yeah.
I don't mean, like, break me off a piece of that, but I'm just like...
Yeah, no, he's I mean, like, I'm like, he's a terrible person. I'm like, no, I love Greg.
All right, we got his track list. Doing Well, Slow Down, Gatorade, Pass That, Super Dope, and Dude on Fire.
I like that.
These are all good tune names.
Yeah, well, I think, hopefully Gatorade's about, like, he seems, like, really proud that Gatorade follows him on Twitter, so, like, I really hope that's all the song's about, is just bragging that Gatorade follows him.
I really hope so, too.
I've got electrolytes, bitch! Something like that, I don't know. I don't know what his raps sound like.
Yeah, it's, you know, so both, it's all about, like, because he's, like, you know, a white guy from the suburbs, so he can't really, like, talk about how, like, you know, tough his life was. I mean, he's had, like, problems and stuff, but he can't really talk about how, like, tough his life is or how, like, oppressed he is. So pretty much all his songs are just about, like, partying and... ladies.
And getting hydrated.
Booties and like, you know. What?
I liked your little booty hand.
Yes.
Just in case you don't know what an ass looks
like. Yeah, it's mostly spherical.
It's like two circles jammed together.
Yeah, it's like
pushed
somebody,
down someone's
some,
pants.
Somebody like took two hams and just put them down someone's dress.
That's exactly what I was seeing. It's like two fine hams shoved down the back of her dress. Thank you.
Where's that from?
Ladies' hand.
Oh, yeah. Like, two fine hams.
Yes.
I saw that in the theater.
Hey there, sweet thing. Can I buy you a fifth sandwich?
Some Courvoisier.
Yes.
That's not a good film.
Oh, I love that movie so much. And actually, I saw Tim Meadows at Yuck Yucks with my dad, and like
oh, fantastic.
His like closer was doing a doing his, like, ladies' man persona. And
I just want him to be the principal from Mean Girls. Just, like, for all 60 minutes.
Yeah, he made, like, a joke about, like, fucking Lindsay Lohan, and I'm just like, oh, you had to do that. I hate it.
Oh,
like,
gross.
That's, like, I think that's, like, the most, like, tired thing if someone's on some, like, you know, like Bob Saget just being like, oh,
Kimmy Gibbler.
Yeah, Kimmy Gibbler, and it's just like, oh,
Don't talk about fucking people you knew when they were children.
That's yeah,
you could also just not do that.
Mm-hmm. You could not do that, but then why would you? But then you'd be missing the easiest joke that you have to write. Pretty much, you missed your low ball. Mm-hmm. It's not cool. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't really have jokes about fucking specific people.
Mm-hmm.
Just a class of people that isn't very good. Yeah. Katana owners. We're talking about.
Don't you feel safe with a guy who owns or person who owns a lot of swords?
No, because I'm pretty sure if I break up with him, which I inevitably will, he'll stab me with a sword.
Mm.
He'll, like, make it look like seppuku.
Oh, man. He committed such dishonor.
Some serious dishonor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I keep trying to go back to The Simpsons, but maybe I can't force it. You can't make it happen.
Mm-hmm. No.
You can't just,
it's just a
cram it in there like two hams down the back of a dress.
It's a cultural touchstone for all of us. For me, like, I was an only child and my mom worked, and so it would just be like, I would come home and Simpsons would be on CBC at, like, 5 o'clock, and then at 5:30 again.
Mm-hmm.
And then
again at 7.
Yeah, exactly. And then, a new episode, too. So it's like you'd watch the reruns and the new ones kind of all together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had no sense of, like, linear, like, episodes or anything like that, but it was just, like, I just knew all of them.
Yeah, in my childhood home, we had, like, a Simpsons room, which I guess it was, like, just our TV room, but we had all our, like, Simpsons posters that my dad had, like, gotten, like, framed and, like...
Oh, was he really into it, too, then?
No, but my dad kind of, like, he has this thing
where... He's just enthusiastic.
He's enthusiastic. He's just be like, oh, you like this thing? Well, I'm gonna get you a million of them.
Aw, that's cute,
He kind of, like, he sort of just... kind of, like, takes the ball and runs with it, but just, like, runs way too far. And you're like, that's enough, Dad!
So you're still getting, like, Simpsons t-shirts for Christmas even now.
Yeah, and, like, when I was in high school, I had leopard print bedding, and my dad's like, oh, you like leopards? So he, like, went out and got me this, like, giant stuffed leopard, but he also got me this, like, giant stuffed lion. And I'm like, Dad, I don't want a jungle room. I'm 17.
It's sexy. That's why I have it.
Yeah.
It's a sexy kind of cat.
Yeah.
I really thought when you were saying I had a leopard print bedspread, I was like, she's gonna say leprosy.
Oh, yeah.
I had leprosy in high school. I was like, fuck.
Oh, well, actually, when I was in grade 12, I was in this production of Jesus Christ Superstar, and for this one, like, number... I had to be a leper, and me and this other, like, gaggle of girls.
So it was convenient that you had
leprosy. Yeah, and we were, like, everyone's just like, oh, everyone else was, like, pissed off. Like, I have to be a stupid leper. It's like, why? But we got, like, really, really into it, and we're like, we're gonna be the best lepers. And we just, like, took it, like, way too seriously.
You cut your own hand off.
Yeah.
Just like that. Just dropped off some body parts.
Yeah, I mean, just, like, I'm super method. Like,
leave it all on the stage.
I actually
went
to a leper colony and contracted leprosy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Lost your nose, rang a bell, a bunch.
Yeah, everything, all my body parts are fake. Like, I'm basically, like, the $6 million man. Or the bionic woman, or whatever.
They made you stronger.
RoboCop.
Maybe. You're basically RoboCop.
Yeah.
That's
so funny. On a business card, like, Haley Beamish. Basically RoboCop.
That's
basically
good.
RoboCop.
It's like, can you explain that? Like, no.
No. Nope. I can't remember what I was about to say. I felt like I definitely had something and then it was just
RoboCop?
Constantly. Oh,
I actually,
most certainly.
I don't know anything about RoboCop. Like,
I don't know
that
either.
That disappoints a lot of people.
I always think RoboCop and then I realize that I'm thinking about Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
So I can
like,
only see
part
of
people get,
his
like,
face,
really upset when I, like, say I've never seen RoboCop. It seems like, I don't know why people, like, if you haven't seen, like, a movie or a TV show that they love, they're just, like...
Personally offended.
Yeah, and it's just, like, I had other things to do. Like, I've
saw
seen
different stuff.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, like, how can you say you've even lived? I'm just like, I saw different movies. Like, I can't see every movie.
I'm still breathing.
Yeah.
I really, I like the opportunity... It's kind of fun to have not seen things, because then later in life when you, like, make new friends or start dating people or whatever, they get to introduce you to stuff that they've loved for a really long time. Yeah. And, you know, maybe you'll hate it and that'll be awkward. But for me, I got to see a lot of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies after the fact, like, after they came out. Because when I was a kid, the only one I saw was, well, Kindergarten Cop and Junior, but, like, not his actual action movies, really. So, like, I had seen a little bit of Total Recall when I was a child. Mm. Far too young to have seen it. And it scared me very badly. And I have a real thing about eyeballs coming out. Because that's a thing that happens when they get their ass to Mars, is their eyeballs pop out. So I just, like, I still have not rewatched Total Recall, but I've seen, like, Commando, and I've seen Predator, and I've seen all these things that I just missed out on. And it turns out they're awesome. And I love shitty action movies that have Jesse the Body Ventura in them. He's pretty good.
Yeah. That's, like, the only...
He's by far my favorite wrestler slash politician.
Even above Arnold? Or I guess Arnold wasn't a wrestler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he could wrestle.
Can't wait till we have Senator Stone Cold.
Yeah. And that's the bottom line.
And this bill will not pass.
I just like to see, yeah, I like to see him just, like, give a speech and just, like, crack open a beer and just, like, spray the whole, like... I don't know.
The press corps?
Yeah.
And just, like, take one of those Supreme Court justices and put them in a fucking stunner.
Yeah.
Always comes back to wrestling.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Chris? I interrupted you.
Oh, I don't remember.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. Just kind of a sleepy day.
Yeah.
Thinking about that mattress.
Well, I'm thinking about that mattress, and I'm also thinking about the dumplings that I have in the freezer that I'm totally going to fry up.
What are they?
Gyoza. Like, ooh. Vegetable leek.
Sounds pretty good.
Mix up a little bit of sesame oil. Mm. A little bit of fresh ginger, a little bit of garlic, some soy sauce, and sriracha, and then pan fry those fuckers and coat them in sauce.
That sounds incredible.
Put them on top of a bed of greens.
Mmm. Aren't you fancy?
I am. And it's delicious, and I'm kind of hungry. So how do you guys still, do you want to be done?
Do you want to be done? What time are we at here? 4:38? We could be done now.
Uh-huh.
If you guys are done. Anything else you want to say? Do you want to plug anything?
I don't really...
Any projects on the horizon?
I don't know, like, the coolest thing I have going on is happening, like, tonight, so just be like, hey, everybody,
keep
like,
your eyes peeled for further
doing this, like, cool show that you're not gonna be able to go to.
There's gonna be others, though. It's
yeah.
It's a monthly show, but we don't
want to do that show.
We don't want to promote it because it directly competes with your show.
Well, I talked to the host and asked, like, is it gonna be regularly on the third Sunday? She's like, no, it's gonna move around. I'm like, great, don't do it on the third Sunday again.
Nice.
I didn't say that, but I was just like, please don't, because I, A, don't want the competition, and B, really want to go and do that show, slash watch that show.
It's called The Anxiety Show, and they said it's sort of a variety show as well, like, there might be media.
Yeah, there's, like, spoken word, and I think, like, there's a music
What venue is it?
It's at Guilt & Company in Gastown.
I love that.
Oh, cool.
And I think after, after, like, the show, there's gonna be, like, an open mic portion, so if anybody just, like, wants to, like, talk about their feelings, or welcome
that's
to.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's...
I'm glad that's happening.
Yeah, I'm really happy the show's happening. I get to, like, you know, sort of talk about stuff that's bothered me before that I couldn't really bring up at, like, a normal comedy show that would make people sad.
Aww.
Yeah, I know, I'm really
happy. I mean, we're all fucked up. Like, all comics are very mentally ill.
Yeah.
I've met very few that aren't. Justin O'Hearn is the only one I know who isn't. Like, he just, nothing bothers him.
Yeah,
It's weird.
But he might be
like that face. You're like, he's pretty nuts. It's like, I just think he works it all out by studying, like, vicious, gross Victorian pornography all day. So at the end of the day, he's just kind of like, it's fine. If I bomb, it's fine. Mm. I can deal with talking to management. It's fine. I'm like, how are you not second-guessing literally everything you're doing? He's like, I just don't care. It's like, fuck, break me off a piece of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
God.
I have a song about anxiety that I really like.
Is that Fight or Flight?
It is.
I love that song.
So I would like to play that at that show. So I will talk to
those
people.
Good. Yeah, we've posted that, I think, on it's on the iTunes feed if you want to hear it. It's a beautiful tune.
It's on the episode with Orit, the bonus episode.
Oh yeah, it is. I was like, it wasn't with Calvin the Harpist, was it? No, we've had some good musical guests on here.
Yeah,
not for a while though. We should get that going again.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's about it.
Yeah. So this is.
I mean, I guess I could, like, I do have some shows coming, but I guess, like, that they're not that special. So maybe just don't ever come.
Yeah,
you can just, like, follow me on Instagram or something. I post some pretty pictures sometimes.
You've got some amazing costumes. You dressed as Pregnant Marge for Halloween this
year.
Yeah,
and had like a whale of a wife cake.
That was an incredible costume. It was really amazing. What is your Instagram handle?
So my Instagram and Twitter handle are both the same. It's Haley CB, Hayley C-B-E-E, like bumblebee.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm writing it down for the record. So I'll put it in the write-up.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, this comes out on the 24th, so anytime after that, you will have shows.
Sweet.
Right. You can just schmuck them up on there.
Yeah.
Well, Haley, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Save it for the podcast. So fucking, that's material. Get Kyle to get you a glass of water. Keep that on the podcast. Listen to too much Jackie and Laurie.
Yeah. Fetch me a Danish.